This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
The day for officially giving thanks is coming soon. We call it Thanksgiving Day. Most of us make a conscious effort on that day to thank God for, well, whatever we think of to thank Him for. As thanks are given, they usually include things like friends and family, food and shelter. Those things are very important, and we should give thanks for them every day. But as I was looking through Scripture, I found so many that say things like, thanks be to God for, well, you fill in the blanks. In other words, all thanks should rightly go to God. But I hear you say to yourself, I thank a person when he does something nice for me. Yes, that's true. But that person was the instrument God used to give you or do for you what was needed or wanted at the time. So by all means, thank the person. But then take it one step further and give thanks to God for it also. If you really believe James 1:17, which says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, then you know that what was done for you was a gift from God, though He may have used a person to deliver that gift. This is a great way to keep God alive in your life. There are so many things to give thanks for every day, and if we remember to thank God for them, no matter how trivial they may seem, it will bless God, and we too will be blessed. After all, think of how you feel when someone thanks you for something you have done for them. It is a blessing to you, isn't it? And how do you feel when someone does something for you? That too is a blessing. But in the latter case, it also makes you feel like you are special in that person's life, that they think of you and look for an opportunity to let you know it. And so, in return, you look for ways to please them. It is not like you are paying them back for their kindness. It is just that you want to please them. So there is a win-win situation created. It is like that when we thank God, too. We should want to please Him more and more as we realize more and more how special we are to Him and what we have to thank Him for. We are told to pray without ceasing, but it seems we should also give thanks without ceasing. There is nothing in our lives that is there without a reason. Everything we do and say makes us into the person we are at this moment, and it is there because God has a purpose for it. So thank Him for it, whatever it is. Even if it is suffering, hard as it may be, give thanks because, as Paul says in Romans 5:3, not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. It is so much easier to thank God for the things we like, what we call the good things, but we need to remember that maybe the things we consider the bad things are the very things God considers good in order to bring us to where we need to be, to face whatever is in store for us. And that is where we hold on to a promise to us from God. It is probably one we have all memorized, and it is one we need to bring to mind often. Paul tells us this in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him and have been called according to His purpose. So one of the things we should remember to thank God for is His Word, Jesus, and His written Word. But most of all, we should thank God for this found in Luke 10:20, which says, however, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. We are not driving out spirits as a general rule, but still we rejoice and give thanks to God that our names are written in heaven. This is a reference to the book of life mentioned by Moses and to the Lamb's book of life mentioned in the book of Revelation. Also, we can thank God for John 3:16, which says, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And remember that God had this plan before He ever created Adam and Eve. He knew there would need to be a Savior, and God Himself set the standard for who that Savior had to be. It certainly could not be any created being. And so Jesus came to tell us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Those are the words of the Savior. But Luke tells us through Peter in Acts 4:12, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. The name he is referring to is that of Jesus. These are just some of the reasons to thank God on Thanksgiving Day, but there are so many more to be found in Scripture and in daily living, enough to make every day a Thanksgiving Day. So, just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.